Yo, I think it should be good now.
Oh yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, thank God, bro. I was like,
Yeah.
guy, what's happening,
I'm sorry, man.
man? I was like, what kind of man? I was like, God, the demo was working hard. Was that someone released?
No, that's not by nature.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know what? I haven't heard that song in like a year, so I just went back to it now. I'm like, oh damn, it sounds so cool.
I feel like you probably listen to music differently like than like
Yeah.
let's say the normal person.
Yes, I can't lie, I do. I really, really do. That's why, like, when I'm in the car with people and they say, oh, Dells, play music, I'm always scared because like I mostly listen to beats. So like a song can be, perfect, or the artist can be perfect, but like if the production isn't getting to me, no matter the song, I wouldn't like it.
So the production here is like that refers to like let's say the beat or like the quality of the beat or like the sequence, like
Quality of the beats, like everything except the vocals. So, we call songs compositions. Let's say a composition is divided into the vocal side and
okay.
the instrumental side.
Okay.
So I don't really care much about vocals. Like, and
Okay.
I've even tried to, like, when guys come to me and like talk about rappers, I don't really listen to rappers because rappers,
Swear.
yeah, because like rappers are dropping bars, right? Lyrics, but I am not exactly paying attention. I mean, I have rappers I love, but like to sit down and like listen like bar for bar, that's not me. You never,
It's just not your vibe.
you'll not get that from me.
Fair. Happy. Thanks so much for even making the time out, man. Because
Oh,
I
bless
don't know
you.
if you listened to the first one with like Masego. It was just really like a calm chat. He was even making breakfast. Like for me, like I feel when you start doing something that you like, and then there's like this external pressure. I feel like everything that has to be very polished and like presentable and always like very clean and clear cut. And I also feel like that also now adds more pressure. Cause like in the beginning you were just vibing. So like for this one, this is one product I had that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have like this series of conversations. I'm not going to edit it, not going to do any retouching, I'm not going to do any like intro sound. Oh my, it's just going to be conversations. Just I was like, I'm not even doing it. It's very like stripped down.
You basically just picked like my words there, because I used to say, like, back then when I was making beats, as like, oh, there's nothing to do, just make beats. I could make like 3 beats in a day. But I was telling someone, I haven't made up to 10 beats this year. The person didn't believe. Because
Swear.
now, yeah, because like now, you have to go to studio, you are talking to labels, like this shit is not talent anymore. You are working for it. You don't wake up and say, oh, I feel like making beats. You have to make beats.
Nah, I feel like we touched on this on even Loj's yard that day now, where it's
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I know what's funny. Stuff, guy. I was writing like a book in like a few weeks. You guys, like I was writing thousands of 3,000 words a day. Like I was on it, but now I don't think I've written much in the last couple of months because you know what? You have some sort of business side of like things, and that business side
It's annoying.
sometimes it takes so much. But you know, if you don't get it right, you're done.
Ha, of course, bro.
But how was it like even in like the beginning, like making beats, was that? Like, this is the vibe.
Making beats for me at the beginning was, it was out of jealousy. I've been saying this, I've said this in so many places. My friend would come to class. This was back in secondary school, and he'll come with his brother's beats. And at the time, I used to like attention, so I'm like, ah, let me get attention. Let me, me too. Let me start making beats. Then I started. And then at first it was very, very hard because I'm very competitive. Like I'm a very, very competitive person, but like in a good
Yeah.
way. I compare myself with everyone so I can be better. Oh, what's this person dropping today? What's this person dropping tomorrow? What did this person drop yesterday? Just so that, I'm like, I can do better. We are guys, but like, let me do better. You set up tomorrow, do better. So like, let's just keep, passing ourselves. So like, it was so hard for me because I didn't have producer friends. I had no producer knowledge. I could only like make beats, and like in production, like this is just basics. There's like external packs, external plugins. Producers will understand that. Okay, let's say, I don't know if you use Photoshop, but like
Oh, yeah,
let's
I use
say
Photoshop,
okay. So let's say effects now. There are inbuilt effects. There are effects that come with
yeah. Effects.
Photoshop. And I'm sure there are some that you can download or buy external that are way better. Do you
Ah, I
understand?
see.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
stuff, I didn't have any knowledge on that. So I would always use inbuilt plugins and all that. And then like just at the point, like at that time I had no name. So I would always just run around. Bro, I haven't really said this story out, but in my first and second year in uni, I had a flash drive. I couldn't afford a laptop, but I had friends that had laptops. So I had in my flash drive, I had my FL Studio set up and some. I finally got drum packs from my friend Ledge, who basically built my foundation of production. So I'll now borrow people's laptop. Yo, bro, I beg, give me a laptop for like 2 hours.
Swear,
Install,
do you not set up?
yeah, install FL, make beats, then now uninstall FL, collect my beats and tell them thank you. I did that for like 2 years.
Mad
Yeah, bro. Cause at
guy.
the time, it wasn't work. Do you understand? It was a hobby. I loved doing it so much. But now,
Bro, I said I get that. Like that feel they just said now, like, and it's something I struggle with. But even before we even get there, because that one is even like a huge, like, I think, and that's even why I wanted to even hear you, like, podcast aside, because I know it's something I'm like really facing. But like even like back then with uni, what did you study?
I'm accounting.
Okay, so that means how did your parents feel like when like they saw like okay, this guy is not doing the accounting or like what's going on type of vibe.
I was
Were
hard.
they supportive?
My mom had always been supportive since the day she gave birth to me because I grew up as a drummer, and my mom made sure I stayed as a drummer. So like we'll go to church, she would always find a way to like put me in the first, like in the choir side. So I started off as like a backup drummer. And then I remember one night the drummer didn't come. It was like a Thursday night. And this time I was like 7 or 8. But I remember so well because it was crazy. So the drummer didn't come. I think rain was falling or something. And then this was Redeem, RCCG. So I think Tuesdays and Thursdays they have like some church service, so like fellowship. So the guy didn't come, then I now had to play, and this was like my first big show. So like you can't mess up. I played so well. The pastor came to me, and he said I have to be playing for the church, and that's how I got my name in, my church at the time.
Church.
Yeah, my dad didn't know anything because he wasn't staying with us because he was working somewhere else. He was working in Ondo State, so he didn't know anything. He didn't even know I could drum until like 2018, 2017, 2018.
But so that's very recent, my God.
Yeah, because and the way he even found out. So my mom passed away in 2014.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, thank you, bro. So that's actually what kind of like that's what made me be serious about music because I love the good life. I love enjoying myself. I love just being able to afford the good things in life. And my father isn't exactly the person that would say, oh, take this money and chill. Never. No matter what you, bro, no matter what you do, nah. I mean, he was like that with my older brother, but like me, I like, because I was stubborn, I was like the black sheep. Literally, I'm the only dark skinned person in my family. So,
That's fucking funny.
one day I was making a beat. So, like, yeah, when my mom died, I started taking music seriously. I scammed my dad. I hope he doesn't hear this podcast. I scammed him of 150K because I actually needed a laptop because I wanted to start being serious with music. So, in school, in uni, I would sell beats for like 2, 5K just so I could just eat. So making beats wasn't a problem at the time. I could give you 10 beats as far as you have my 5,000 naira. You can
Yeah,
come up.
just run it and I'll get your stuff.
Exactly. So I went back home 2018, just before NYC. Yeah. So I was making as yeah, I had packed all my stuff, so yeah, because I was going like 2 days after. And I was making a beat, and my dad entered, he entered the room and he's like, ah, are you the one doing that? I said, yeah, I'm just making this whole thing. Say, ah, making. I said, yeah, I'm the one that's making it. Say, okay. So I thought he left the room. I thought he left, but he closed the door and he was listening, like he was at the back. Exactly. He now opened the door again. He said, ah, so you're the one that's been doing this thing. I said, yes. Guy just started calling all his friends that, ah, see my son. He's the best. I'm like, bro, you just heard me for like 5 seconds. What do you mean by I'm the best?
No, but that's so sweet too. Like, I feel like that's how, like,
I was touched.
yeah. So that's how
But
it was in the beginning. Like,
it wasn't
now you're
easy.
saying.
It wasn't easy because at this time I had finished uni and I had been making my small 10, 15,000. So I didn't really need money from my dad. But when I was in uni, when I was failing, which I'm very open about, I won't even lie, I wasn't really doing well until my mom died when before I had to sit up. So I was failing, and my dad found out. My dad wouldn't hear anything about music because my dad was a banker. So for him, finish school, enter a firm, live your life. The normal
Yeah, the mob
vibe.
vibe.
And I've never ever seen myself like that. So I knew that I had to fight this whole thing just so that, like any opportunity I got at the time, I always just took it. Any opportunity.
And I feel like what's crazy is that there's so many similarities, because I know, you know me, I was in Covenant like for Yeah, like for like 5 years, bro. And I don't know if I told you, I don't know, I had to drop out like last year, because I was like, yeah, this whole PA is not clicking again. Like, I'm feeling I'm unhappy, and at the same time, there's this thing that I know that, okay, I'm here to do. Like, you know, and I feel like even with parents, being honest with them, I feel like with my own parents, it was also hard as well, because like my dad too was not really having all these, like, because, you know, I feel like even for niggas who work in music, it's almost kind of easy, because I feel like there are at least many use cases. But you know, for like visual arts or writing, it's like your parents are like, bro, what do you mean, man? Like,
Why are you
guy,
doing that? Why are you
why
doing
are you doing this?
that?
You know, guy, even like at the beginning, me too, I was doing like painting commissions because I was failing in school, yeah. But I swear, like, guy, my writing, my art was like improving. And I remember I used to do stuff for like 2K. There's a time that one guy even gave me like 2K and a bottle of Fanta, because I was like, bro, like anything, just want it. Like,
Impossible,
let me just.
Fanta, bro.
Guy, you know that kind of thing, because when, like, you know, at that time, it's not like your job. It's just this thing. It's like an added bonus, because you're like, you're practicing and you're paying me for practicing. Like, anything, just run it, bro. We did.
I feel you.
So I feel like that's kind of how it's. For me, it just taught me a lot of stuff, man. Like, in terms of sometimes, and I feel like I forget this now, But I try to remember more of those times because it's like it kind of keeps you grounded to remember like how stuff was.
Yeah, I mean, like for me right now, and I know like on social media, I seem like a very, I'm always catching cruise, which, you know, actually that's how I am as a person. But like sometimes I just sit down, like the day Twice as Tall dropped and the day Love Damini dropped, I had tears in my eyes because I don't think anyone would know how my life was besides like my friends from like back then, because like I'm not the way, I know this sounds too emotional, but like the way
Nah, bro,
my
nah, feel free.
okay the way my side of, what I say, my life was set up, I was never like today or yesterday. We talk sounds, say, like, you know, like on Twitter, like they just
Oh, I
said,
love them.
okay, yeah. So they put a list of songs that Bona and I have done, and I was like, wow, it didn't even get to me, because like it didn't get to me till that time. I'm like, wow, like no matter what, this is Burna Boy, this is one of the biggest artists in the world. All the Africa thing is done. Those three, Burna, Wiz, Davido, are amongst the biggest artists in the world. So like
Yeah.
in my head, like this shit is something that I started off as, you know, out of jealousy. One. Two, there was a time in my life years ago, and when I mean years ago, 2014, I had friends I would call for like 500 naira or 1,000 to send to me, because oh, like I'm watching stuff on YouTube, how to like make beats better, and like my data is finishing, but I don't have money. So Anthony, you know Anthony, Loj's manager. Yeah, Anthony is literally my brother. I would call Anthony, bro, I beg, if you send me like 1K, make I just buy small data. Make I think 1K used to be like, is it 500 MB? So I'll make sure that I use it well, you know. And like right now, I'm like people address me as a Grammy winning producer. Like it's cool sometimes,
Guy,
but
because
like,
you're that guy.
bro, that's what I'm saying. Like it's cool, but like when I sit down, I realize that, man, like where I'm coming from, niggas don't really achieve this. I'm not saying I'm coming from, you know, like the poorest family in the world. My family was comfortable, there is no, everyone is either like in the 9 to 5 space or just fine. Like no one is really like a creative in quotes. So
I get
like
that.
I might not be the most successful, but I'm so glad that like I beat the odds, because there were so many people that wanted to see me fail. I would just never see them. It's always, oh, this boy, go and read, go and do this, go and do this. You should not be doing music. And now I probably will have more money than these people.
And it's crazy how life works. Like, bro, you're a Grammy award-winning producer. Like, and it's a very like crazy achievement. Like you said, like from where, like we're all kind of coming from. Like, not even just even family. Like that mindset of, nobody expected this thing from me, oh, so I
Bro,
have to show them.
let me quickly tell you one short story. In 2013, in uni, first of all, I don't know how CU is, but Babcock, I'll say this everywhere, even in front of anyone. Babcock, if you stole, like if you're in Babcock, they put your mind to a box, in a box, that box of you cannot really amount to anything crazier than 9 to 5. They don't really focus on like the creative side of a human being. It's always, oh, do this, work like just the normal. You come out as an average Nigerian. That's why when I finished, I made sure like I changed, not changed, but like I associated with more people outside Babcock, because I want to see how other people think. And I realized that I had to unlearn a lot. So in 2013, I bought a mic. I finally gathered up like 5K from like five people. I bought one mic, 25K. That was a lot for me, by the way. That was a lot.
Man, 25K that time. That's crazy. Wow.
25K was serious. So I got this mic and then I would always test it, always like just record. At the time, my favorite song was Run This Town. Jay-Z, Kanye.
Kanye, Rihanna, them.
Yeah. So my friend, like my brother, his name is Chubby. Chubbs, I call him Chubbs. So Chubbs was in the room with me. And then I was rapping. At the end, I was now like, see you at the Grammys, Chubbs. Now, I said that because like, the Grammys at the time used to be something that is just like saying, oh, I'm going to space. Ah, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
I never ever happened. You're just saying it. So when this Grammy thing happened, bro, like the last time I cried that bad was when my mom died. Because I did not. Bro, I just made beats for Burna Boy. I didn't care about Grammy. When Twice as Tall dropped, different people would text me and say, oh, bro, Grammy incoming. I didn't really care because I'm so invested in the music as like normally. So like I wouldn't really care about accolades. It doesn't really do anything for me. I don't want you to see me as the best producer in Nigeria because I'm not. I know I'm good, but I know I'm not the best producer. But I know I love what I'm doing. That's what I did with Burna. I didn't do an album for the Grammy. Maybe he did, but I just wanted to make music.
Yeah.
So when the Grammy thing happened and then like the love was so much, it was now Mother's Day. Damn, man. I had to run away. I went to when the sitting room in his house, and then Shani held me first. Shani, native. Yeah, he held me first. I'm like, oh, this guy is not going to see me cry. So I ran to the studio. And then Namix now enters. And I'm like, ah, shit. So she understood because, like, you know, I'd open up to her about my family.
Bro. Like now that you know that kind of thing where you don't really know if you never yam the person, and it's like now I'm just like fuck. Like yeah, I can imagine how that must have been. Like all the way from installing like FL on my guy's laptop to winning a Grammy. Oh. That's wild. It's fucking wild. Even like working with Burna, like how did that come about?
It was Buju. Buju just before I continue that. I genuinely believe I'm a child of grace. Like, bro, I can do the worst thing in this world, but I always just put in my head that, like, God has a plan for me. I'm not the most spiritual person. I don't pray every day. I haven't been to church in years, but I just know that I'm a child of grace. Things always just happen for a reason. Even if my laptop spoils today, I don't even feel bad anymore because I know there's a reason for it. Now, let me tell you the story. So, there was production and like, you know, they were trying to do an album. Ijoya, they were trying to do an album. So,
I loved that first album that they did. They had Yusuf come by.
Yeah, that was it. Exactly. That was what came out of the camp. So, Yin called me. Yin, DJ. Yeah, my very good friend. So she called me and she's like, oh, Tells, I want you to be my producer in the camp, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no one even told me about the camp, but the fact that you told me, I really appreciate that. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. You know, at the time, my biggest record was Waiting You Smoke, the one Dio and Olamide did. So I didn't really have anything. So I'm like, let's just go, John. So when camp, and I think at the time Bonner had heard Buju, so he said, oh, he wants to meet Buju. So Buju just came back to the house and he just looked at me. He's like, Tells, how far? You won't go Bonner size? I'm like,
oh, it's you and Buju were guys before.
Yeah, no, me and Buju have been boys since like 2018. Buju used to call me Whiskey because I wasn't picking his calls before. You know, we now became guys. Yeah. So he's like, oh, Tells, you want to come? I'm like, are you crazy? Like, what kind of question is that? How can you, Bonner boy? Let's go.
Let's run it. Like, let's go. No, yeah, me. My time.
And this was the time where African Giants, like, got nominated. So this was, like, fresh. Like, this was Bonner. Like, this guy was, like, on another level. He was in, do you remember 2019, Bonner?
Bro, you know the thing that I was telling someone here that, you know, all this, you can't deny like this man and his greatness. Like, because from 2019, what's funny is that when he was even calling himself the African Giant, I remember like the discourse around it was, who is this guy? Like, why is this guy so this one, that one? And it's like 3 years later, you can see pure evidence that this guy was talking the shit. He knew, like, everybody else was just late. This guy knew what he was. He knew what he was from the onset. 2019 Bonner was crazy as well. Guy, he was on. Guy.
The run. Wow. So, like, when I enter the room, and normally, like, when I go to, like, every time I'd seen, you know, a celebrity in quotes, you would always go to the house, you wait for them before they come down, and that waiting can take you like 3 hours, 2 hours.
3 hours, bro.
Bro, they want to do bad guy, celebrities. But as they opened the door for us, the first person I saw was Bonner. And that was when I understood the term jaw-dropping. Because I could feel my jaw about to come down. Because, like, this was Bonner boy. This was not, like, this was top three biggest artists in Africa at the time. And I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm here. And I told you, I'm an opportunist. If I see an opportunity, I'll take it. So yeah. I already knew, like, that no matter what, this guy must know my name before the end of today. You know, so I entered. So we all entered. It was me, Buju, Steph, and Tomiwa. So we entered.
Tomiwa, Buju's manager.
Yeah. Looked at us. Hey, Alpha. So we should set up. So Steph, Buju's producer, he was the one that was going first because obviously, like, you know, that's Buju's producer.
Yeah.
So they had done a song. They finished one song. I'm like, damn, Telzy, you have not done anything, no. We're all hungry. We were seriously starving. Like me, like to me, Tomiwa, Buju, Steph. So Buju's like, oh, you guys, let's go and get food now. I wasn't going to get food because that was my time to be with Bonner alone. So I said, yeah. No, I'm full. I lied to them. I know they're hungry. No worry. But I was starving.
Yeah.
So when they now left, I'm not like, ah, bro, I get some beats. They say, hey, where are now? Run them. I played Naughty by Nature. And the guy was like, No, Naughty by Nature was the last ones I played. I played like five. He had done like some freestyles. There was one very sick one that even the intro alone, bruh. Then he was not about to go inside and I played Naughty by Nature. Guy just came back. I'm like, bro, let's record this one now. So yeah, now quickly. So we laid like the first verse and then the chorus. And he told me that he was going to feature Naughty by Nature. And the name of the song is Naughty by Nature. I'm like, oh. I said, bro, who is Naughty by Nature? He said, what? You don't know Naughty by Nature? No, so many, even Adebayo Ogunlesi that he was talking about in Wonderful, as Adeosu, like Adebayo Ogunlesi. Yeah, I didn't know who he was. So, yeah,
But I'm just crazy, like, so he
that
laid down all that stuff there.
yeah, he did all those things there. But now he lays down things quickly. If I ever show
Madeline.
the what's it called? The making whatever common person, like if someone ever tells me to like show how I made the beats, Burna's vocals, the one take is still there. He literally just
Damn.
did one take and then just started putting words. And if you hear the take, you almost hear the song. So
Well,
that's
that's
why
crazy. I'm at 100%.
one question I don't like people asking me is who's the best person you've worked with? Because it's always going to be the same answer. I can't even lie. Yeah.
So that's how you know, like, Buzz just started. You guys started doing work.
I mean, after that day, we didn't speak till Namix called me like 3 or 4 months after. At this point, I wouldn't thought we were done. I'd always message Buju, how far? Please remind Burna that we have your song. Please, please, please remind Burna. So, one day they sent me a contract. I was screaming. This was like 4 months.
Bro.
I was, you see how I said I'm a child of grace. I was just there in my Osapa house, which was someone's house. Me and Laime were staying. I don't know if you know Laime, my friends and artists, very, very good as well. Yeah. So there was no lights, as always. You know, Osapa was so bad. We were just waiting for light to come. So Bayan, Buju's manager, now called me. It's like, Tells, can you please send your email? I said, why? He said, because Spaceship won't send you. Bro, I screamed. I'm like, wow. That day, bro, that very day, I went to find like five lawyers. That night, it was like 10 p.m. I went out of my house to find lawyers that night. I called my guy Ladi. I called my friend Noin. Bro,
Sorted.
I wasn't trying to waste any time. They sent me the contract, you know. Then Namix now called me. Namix called me like a month after. And I was with bro, I'd been waiting for that call for a month. You know, I was about to take a shower. Then I saw the call. Obviously, like I didn't have a number, but I knew her voice. So I picked up and she's like, hello, Tells. I said, good evening, ma. Good evening, ma. He said, ah, do you have my number? I said, ma, no, ma. I know your voice. From that, bro. From that, like this. That was how she said, she comes to the house next week. I got to the house. We spoke a bit. Then Larry came downstairs. Larry now took me to Burna. Me thinking Burna will forget me. You know, obviously, like he had met like new people, blah, blah, blah. And we only worked for one day. I entered, which is now the studio, but he was cutting his hair at the place. And he just turned back. He's like, ah, Tells, you don't be go alpha now. I'm like, wow, this guy remembers me. That same day, we did Wonderful.
That's crazy. Okay. But that means, so these songs were even made like years before they were released.
Not really. Every song I did with Burna was released that year, besides Cloak and Dagger was also, we did Cloak and Dagger in June 2020.
June 2020.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, when I tell you that, like, this Burna person, when he actually wants to make music, you are going to be surprised. Like, I can't lie. I didn't like Burna before. I've told him before that, bro. And when I tell diehard Burna fans, they always get angry. My first Burna song that I liked by myself without anyone influencing me was Killing Them. That's how late to the party I was.
Bro, I can't lie, same. Like, even I think it was outside. Yeah, I think I know that outside about this. He had this
Oh,
song
Heaven's
with Heaven's Gate with them,
Gate. Yeah, no,
Lily
Heaven's Gate.
Collins.
See, Heaven's Gate was like, man, this is a different sound. Cool. Bono was like, I love this groove. But when I heard Killing Them, I said, okay, this guy is
He's
with me.
something.
Bro, do
I
you know, to
know.
me, Killing Them is my favorite Afrobeat song.
Really?
Till today. Because it's not, it's just, it's like, that's to me, that's what Afrobeat is meant to be. Because it's different, it's wicked,
Killing, bah.
and stands out.
Nah, true. I think I remember, you know what's funny? I remember like when African Giant dropped. That's 2020, no?
Yeah. No,
It's
no,
20
no. 2019.
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe 2020 was what dropped 2020. I know that there was this energy. And the reason I fuck with you guys in your camp here is because for me, you know, like there's a kind of like way that I feel like certain people want people who are doing great work to be or behave. You know, they want everybody to be meek, close your eyes, you know, thank you. You know, everybody wants to force like this humility on people who are just proud of their work. And I
Yeah.
feel like, you know, even the Burna discourse, like even I remember that time, I was like, oh, why is this guy like, who is this, why is this guy feeling himself so much? And when I was listening to like Twice as Top Product, I was like, bro, like the question is not why is this guy doing this? Why am I not like pushing myself to you get me too? Why am I not talking my shit? Like, I was like,
See,
bro, enough of
what you're
this.
saying now, he will tell you, like, he's saying he's the best. You can say you're the best, no problem, but come with proof. He will tell you he's the best. He will give you reasons to think he's the best. If you don't think he's the best, that's your business.
You get bring your own
As
thing.
in,
I was like,
everyone can talk. That's for him. Everyone can talk.
bro, Madison Square Garden. I watched that performance. I
Bro.
was in a, at an Airbnb in Abuja, and it was like 3 a.m. or something. And I remember, guy, you don't like have thing where you're tired, eh? But like what you're listening to is giving you like energy. I'm like, bro, like if I'm not doing it at this level, then that means I should just stop. Like, let me just go and drop my pen because that's like excellence. And that's kind of even what I heard when this album came out, like Love Damien, I was like, tells Burna, like these guys have reached excellence. Like, this is what this is. Like, there's no other word for it. It's just greatness only. Like, there's no, you can tell that everything is very structured. Everything is not just
Bro,
done haphazardly. There's a
that MSG performance, I just called my friend and he said, look, man, Burna, Wiz, those are like, I don't want to mention more names because, like, you know, I don't really have to. But
yeah.
those are like, these are Nigerian born artists. These are black artists. We are the minority. But look at where these guys are performing. Look at
Like,
what songs these guys are
bro.
singing. Wiz has over 20K people singing Nioju Elegba Yoruba. Burna
Burna
has
hasn't seen
over
about
20K
Sayo.
people, like, using Anidigbo.
Sorry.
Like, as much as you want to hate on these people, you have to sit down and think. For one person who is a Nigerian to go to another country, you hear Burna and Wiz are selling out shows in France, in Germany. Bro, they don't even speak English.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
They don't even speak English, but yet these people are selling out 20K cap arenas. Come on, man. Like, one day, like, I want to see how it feels to be one of them. I mean, I want to say Ed Sheeran, but Ed Sheeran is crazy. I mean, you know me, I haven't thought, like, I thought,
What
bro, I thought he was doing, what's it called? Like, event centers. Apparently, he does stadiums.
Damn.
Like, that's what he does. He does stadiums. If you check his Instagram, you see Etihad Stadium. You see, I think, Southampton or something. You see Wembley. That's what he does, stadiums.
Etihad is another crazy guy that started,
That guy is. And you see, bro, if he's wearing a mask, you think he's just a regular guy because he's just a guy wearing shirt, trouser, G-shirt. No jewelry.
Very simple guy. No, I think that's just the thing. I feel like for me, Burna Boy, and like watching, even like, I remember like the post, like, because you, when you're talking about your accomplishments, like even your bio, it says it clearly. And I feel like, I was like, bro, like, this is the kind of energy I need to be on. Like, all of these acting small things, like, I don't know if you know Niokeo, and even like Duro Arts.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Those guys are like, bro, like, all this acting small shit is not serving anybody. Like, if you're that guy, you're that guy. You have to enter it, because if you don't, you're wasting your own shine, and other people who need that light don't get it at the end of the day. So it's like, what then is the point?
My guy,
but even like...
Sorry to cut you. Let me just even say something about
this. Nah, no problem.
You know, there was a time I removed that thing from my bio. Because, like I said, I get that it's the Grammy is the height of success in music, right? But like, there was this day that something happened where someone said some stuff. I think Burna said spazzing on Twitter about how, this was after he won the Grammy, how no one, like, he did it on his own, this one, just talking shit that, like, you know, thank God is not a man, he won it. And then some guy just said, this was after Burna had tweeted this thing. He said, oh, he likes the way Big Wiz is not talking about the Grammy, that blah, 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 blah. And in my head, like, that's very unfair. Why? Like, everyone has a right to speak on how they feel. If Wiz doesn't want to speak about it, it's cool. But if Burna wants to speak about it, it's cool as well. So why are you saying that? So I now quoted that tweet. Normally, I don't really care much about social media. I've just always been like that. All this dragging ratio is all boredom to me. So I just quoted that person's tweet, and I said, this is probably the most stupid thing I've read this year. And I don't know why Wizkid fans thought I was insulting Wizkid. I love Wizkid so much. You know, I would never ever really say it out there like that. But yeah, so they start insulting me. I'm like, once I see more than 10 insults, I just mute the tweets because I really don't have I don't block, because blocking is long. I just mute the tweets. You are not that relevant for me to now, like, strategize. It's not that deep.
Yeah, it's long.
Do you understand? So I'd seen people going on the Grammy website searching for Tales. They said Tales is not on the Grammy, so why is he calling himself Grammy award-winning producer? I just like, all right, cool. I just removed it, because for me, it is never that crazy, no matter. Until I had a conversation with my boys, and they're like, bro, like, imagine a football team, all of them participated, and they won a trophy. Are you now going to say you are not a winner because the trophy is not in your house?
True.
Which is fair, do you understand? So I'm like, oh, I fucked these guys. Then I put it back.
What?
You know, so...
What you said is crazy, because, bro, even recently, I got, like... I didn't want to even touch on it too much, but there's some, like, hate coming from, like, some smaller factions in, like, let's say some, like, Lagos art community. And, like, you know that kind of thing where, for you, always hurt so much, because especially when you're the one inside it and you know how hard you had to work to get to a certain position. And, like, people are kind of just seeing their own perspective. But I also realized that, oh, some other people are also projecting, because they see you, young and successful, and they're like, why are you not unhappy like me?
Why are you bro, not? That is.
You get why are you? So, bro,
if how you dare it, how dare you be enjoying?
How dare you be enjoying life? I'm struggling. I hate like my days. Why are you smiling on social media? Why tell us about your wins? And I was like, bro, actually, the minute I dipped it, I was going to reply the guy fire for fire, but I said, actually, nah, bro, your own, like, because, you know, I understand it. I've been in that space before mentally, where I'm looking at all these niggas that I want to be like, and I'm wondering, why are you guys happy? And me, I'm unhappy. You guys are the reason I'm unhappy. That's why.
Mm.
But I realized that, oh, wait, instead of doing all these hating tactics or like just feeling this way, put that energy into your work. Do you get it? Do what's funny. I'm not going to message them like, bro, I would never spread negativity online. It's always, bro, guy, you're that guy. I beg, teach me. How did you do this P? I saw the way you painted that P. I beg, I'm still starting up. That was my energy moving forward because I was like, I'm hating in my house, but then I'm also not where I want to be. So who is it not doing? Is it you? It's still me now. So I realize that's not how I take it, where I'm like, oh, because niggas who are actually successful and are at peace with their lives, they're not out here doing racial or like going camping on that tweet. It's like, bro.
I tell like people that feel somehow when like they are like, you know, when they are getting insulted on Twitter for like, let's say, a little misunderstanding. Like, I tell Buju every time I see him, bro, you have the money to like be spontaneous for a year and you wouldn't feel it. You have a nice car, you have a place you're staying, you're not begging anyone for data.
You open your fridge, there's food inside.
Like, so why I promise you, there is no one on social media. There is no one, there is no group of ones that you can insult me from now till tomorrow. I am going to be watching my shows. It's never, ever that deep. That's why I always just go there and I just banter. Today, I can just come and say, I've told Burna Boy, you should stop saying something. I just joke around because, like, bro, is fake. So why do you have to explain yourself every time you do something? This is why. Maybe like someone will insult you in our DM. Bro,
do you get it's too long. Nah. I realized that almost sometimes once someone like even my recent score.
It's more at Kiniko. And at first, I was like, you guys, what's your problem? I'm just on my own end. But then now it's like, I'm like, bro,
instead of focus,
that's last, I'm just my work.
Anything anybody wants to say, let them say, I'll continue.
All of us will meet in France. All of this is like,
let me even give you one very, very lovely advice. In this world, people have parts to play. There are people that have to play the part of being a hater. You can go online now and say, my name is Anthony. There is somebody there that is ready to tell you your name is not Anthony.
It's not. They say it's not. You're lying.
So, like, that's the way to handle life. And that's how I live my life.
Nah, thanks for that. I think that's actually it, too, because it's like, you people went there when I was struggling or hustling. And now it's like, you pop in. And it's like, this guy, he's smiling too hard in that picture.
Why
is he happy
that things are bad?
It's like, bro, man, these were bad for me too. Like, guy. it's just funny. I think even now, it's now back to the first thing we spoke about, which is the creative process when you now get to a certain point. Because I feel like, and I tell people this, that like now, because of the information access and even access to like people that you need to do stuff with, people are able to attain levels of greatness much, much earlier than they were before. And I feel like when you now achieve that thing that you had put in your mind when you were younger, it kind of now leaves room for, okay, so like, what does my life now look like now? Do you get, what am I now going to be doing with my time or like my energy or, you know, that kind of thing? Because I know that from my own experience, with work, before I used to like, bro, this was my bread and butter. But like now it got to a point where it's like, yo, I need to have like develop interests and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I have other stuff outside of this because this is now, because you know, it can also become an addiction. And it can start to hurt your personal relationships. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. I know that for me, like with work, it's now been very dicey, like balancing stuff. Because you know, also when you were doing it before, you were just you, do you get?
Yeah.
But now when you're doing it at this level, people look at you a certain way. It now also means you have to be guarded with the people you allow into your space type of vibes.
Bro, so it's like you are speaking like see, you know, I hate when I know it might sound like I'm lying, but I hate being called in quotes a celebrity.
Worst thing.
I think I'm just a guy that just got opportunity and just took it. Fine, I'm a good producer, but like I'm not like I'm not a star. People can think I am, but I see myself as just like a normal nigga who is just making beats
with Shikana.
Bonaparte. Yeah, nothing crazy, right? But like the fact that I have to go out and like, ah, guy, you can't do this, so you can't move this. Bro, the way I am on back to the social media, right? So last year I was told that, oh guy, you can't really be like doing some things anymore, you can't be interacting with everyone, blah blah blah. I don't realize that like it really fucked me, because like I'm now being a person that I don't like, which is a fake person. I'm going on social media, I have to like give them like bad guy vibes. What the fuck? I don't need that. If you like me for who I am, then you like me. So I just
what?
I don't know, man. Like it's annoying that you have to be a different person when you know, like you attain a certain level of success, because you can, and it now spoils. It literally spoils the flow of things, because as you are being a different person, it affects your creativity. I don't know if it happens to you.
Oh, it does, bro. Like, what you're saying is it's hitting, because I'm like, you know, I was telling someone that, you know, on my own side, me, I don't care about retweets or verification tick or followers or something. I don't even know when it happens. But like, and I realized, and I also have to present a certain side of my life to be more marketable.
Yeah, you have to be so you have to be verified. You have to
now, and I'm like, fuck, okay. But then what now makes it weird is that people now start looking at you a certain way. Because for me, it was very weird that I realized that, oh, there's Anthony Azeko, the brand, and there's just me, Anthony, the guy that I'm just
cheating. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, this is so weird, because there's not certain things I can't do or say, because people shout. And it's not really, even now till today, it's still something I'm like, bro, I'm trying to break out of, because I'm like, this is a prison now. And that prison of, you know, like, let's say you go in Lagos now, people will be high-fiving you. They're like, ah, guy. And it's great to like have that appreciation. But I also know that when you not let ego enter the mix, things start to happen. Because I saw a lot of guys come up, and a lot of them were musicians. And these guys were on the top of the world, bro. But like, that ego entered. And with the ego came the people, the babes, the parties, then the drugs. And there was now this imbalance. And all of those vices, all of that ego trip kind of ate away, like, into like your soul. And now it's like, you don't even know what you're doing anymore. You can kind of hear it in their stuff that there's a disconnect now. Like, it's not, they're not the same person you came in as. And that's been my greatest fear of, like, losing whatever spark. Do you guess? Because it's, like, it's so easy, bro. I won't lie. Like, I mean, I'm open about it. I had, like, an alcohol issue last year. And it was a thing of, like, I had dropped out. I'm living alone. And it felt like I had lost a lot. Like, my life had changed drastically. But, you know, like, people are still applauding your socials now.
Yeah,
I still have to do one of my shows. I still have to do exhibitions. But inside, you're hurting. You go, like, imagine, like, Dave has this line where it's like, you feel love for an hour and then it gets to fade. So it's like, imagine you go to an exhibition, everybody's hailing you, you see your whole work everywhere, and you go home and you're alone. And like, with the alcohol thing, I was like, even like babes and all that, I was like, bro, like, ah. And by the time you pick it, it's always too late. And you're like, actually, I need to like relax. Where is this coming from? How do I now start slowing down and like getting my headspace back? So even when we met at Loje's, I was like, I would say I was just coming off like this recovery period of like getting my head back together. Cause I'm like, you people won't kill me. All of this ego stuff, all this publicity, all this press, God forbid. I'm here for my mission. Like, and that's kind of the way I pushed it. Cause I was like, if I'm letting you guys dictate to me how I'm going to live my life, then I might as well have just gone to work at KPMG. I should have just stayed in school if this is what my life is going to be like. And I think that's like even something I know that when we're talking, I was like, because that feeling is something that not many people can relate to. Because even my mom, she cooks. My mom makes like crazy, crazy food. And I always used to ask her like, yo, why don't you just open a restaurant? And she said this bit to me when I was young and I didn't get it. She's like, bro, when you involve money into something you love, it completely changes. And now that I'm older, I'm like, fuck, I see it now.
See it now. Bro, do you know I cook?
Swear.
Yeah, but I'm not exactly. So what your mom is saying, or what your mom said, is what I'm doing. I won't have a cooking page. Like, my cooking page is literally my name, Telzy. But I'm not even interacting with anyone there because first...
But anybody
come and tell me, oh, bro, this is how you should do it. This is... I don't want that. Because someone always has an opinion, and I don't want your opinion.
For some reason.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. And also, like, it's just really what I love doing. I recently started cooking, like, end of last year. But now, like, I think I can make a lot of things. So, like, I just go there and just post pictures of, like, food I make. And, you know, I never want to do anything more than that. So now that's a hobby. I'm going to leave it as a hobby.
I guess, like, bro, so that's even what this is for me. I was like, no matter what this becomes, no matter how big this gets, no promo, no promotion. Like, oh, mommy, I just tweet it. Anybody that wants to listen, you come. But it's something that I enjoy because I know that, like, there are niggas I admire and I'm seeing them do cool stuff. And I'm like, okay. Me, I like listening and hearing, like, people's, like, perspectives and journeys. Because it's like, and even you, one thing I wanted to even say is that, like, and that's why I'm happy you put the Grammy Award winning producer back, is that I don't know if anybody has told you this or even you if you've heard it, but you know Thomas and Akin? During, after like, she's my manager. So after like the last exhibition, she was like, yo, this is not about you anymore. It's bigger than you. Like, be conscious of that. So even the Grammy Award winning producer, because I'm like, you at this point here, you're not, I would say that your work is now bigger than you. Because now there are younger niggas, and I was even seeing some people commenting on your stuff, like talking about videos. There are younger people coming up craft, who were where you were that time with your FL studio, who are now at that position, and they're like, bro, Omo, how do I get started? And it's now kind of a thing of, I don't know if responsibility is the right word, but I would say that all of us who are now like that step forward, it's now kind of, okay, what can we do to help that person that we were? Just how many? Because it's not even that long ago. Let's say 4, 5, 6 years ago. What would make your own life easier so that you can kind of progress?
Hmm.
Because for me, I have like a younger brother. And for all of us now, in like, let's say 10 years, we'll be like 30 plus. And for me, my vision for like creativity is that if... in 10 years, there are younger kids here who can tell their parents that, look, mommy, I want to be a producer. I want it, like, my vision is that the parents will be like, tells, of course, now let's run it. Like, do you get that kind of thing, that kind of reimagining of what it is and how you can enter and how there can be a structure is, like, my vision for, like, all these forms of creativity. Because so far, I feel like music, because it's so mainstream, like, as far as singing and, like, rapping or whatever, but then other forms, like, other people, it's like kind of just sharing the game, basically. It's just like the whole thing.
Mm. I think this thing of I want to speak on this thing of like younger people looking up to me. Sometimes I feel bad because I don't see myself that way.
True.
Like there are people that, you know, text me and say, "Oh, bro, are you like holding classes for like producers and blah blah blah?" And first of all, I say this everywhere. The biggest producers are not the best producers.
What?
Right now, you can say, oh, tell us, if you want to mention producers in Nigeria, let's say top 10, let's say, you know, you can put my name there. But, like, I don't genuinely think I'm one of the top 10 best producers in Nigeria. That's just me.
But can I bust your head? I don't think, and I was telling, like, a younger person, so I was like, I don't think the goal should... or for you was ever to be the best producer from like what it sounds like. To me, it feels like you were trying to be the best producer you could be. You're trying to be as much as tells as you can be. And I feel like, to me, that's why all this like best in this or best in that, I realized that that's kind of taken away from the goal. Everybody is unique. Your own experiences have kind of formed this very, very unique form of production. Like all those things you had to go through have made you one of one. So it's like, for me, I feel like you can't even rank artists or everybody in like one category per se. Like, of course, awards and politics aside, because everybody's an individual. Burna Boy makes the music that Burna Boy can make. Anybody can try you, put someone in a lab, and you can still never get it. Nobody can ever produce like you. And I feel like with, and you're right, I know that me definitely, I realized that, Omo, you people are calling me this one, that one. Me, I'm just vibing, or... But then, do you get, that's the truth. I won't lie. My paintings, people ask me, what was the inspiration? And there are some artists that will take the piss. That, oh, look, her eyes are closed because she represents position.
I thought about it.
You know, I awoke with the vision. Bro, I won't lie to you. Her eyes were meant to be closed. And so I closed them. Well, I didn't want to even draw eyes that day.
Just that's the that. Truth.
Why is the color red? Oh my, I like red.
Exactly. There's no deep. There's nothing.
There's deep. No deep. The red man, why are the people's not there? Oh my, I couldn't paint it. I was tired. It was 2 a.m. My hands, I'm but a man. But I also realized, it's not back to that thing of talking or shit, where it's like, me and my self-doubt, or me like not feeling at the best, because at the end of the day, they don't want the best per se. They just want your perspective. Because, you know, it's like in the Bible, who's that guy that came before Jesus? God.
Man, I can't lie. This is where I might hang up because I'm not really a Bible guy.
Guy, I can't believe this. bro, we are both. I think it was John. Oh, my hope is John, sir. So let's say John. Okay. And he says that Omo, CEO, he's telling the people that, because then they were praising him, and he's like, you guys see, I'm not even that guy. The guy that's coming, that's that person. But I feel like, and that's the role of every creative, low-key. It's like, us, we're just chilling, though. But that, the next people that are coming, here are these tools. Here's what I learned. Take and see what you can do with it in 10 years. Is why I feel like it is, because I realized all this time I'm saying, I'm not the best. It's still not helping you because you're still in that same position. And maybe they needed stuff that you just said, for instance, about taking opportunities or taking those risks or like, because, for instance, you didn't start with the fancy laptops, fancy speakers. Some of them actually don't know that. If you get what I'm trying to get to, it's like, my main thing is, I'm just saying that, like, some people just need just a spark from you. You get, like, even those videos we're talking about, like, some people, maybe it's just by seeing that. Like, the same way you learned. Some of those people also didn't feel like the OGs. But, like, they uploaded that material, and you saw it, and it kind of gave you a glimpse of, okay, this is how I can run stuff. And that's just kind of how I look at it, in terms of all of us kind of entering, like, more roles of revealing more into our process, or even just kind of just yearning more. Because if we don't, what happens is that younger kids don't really, like, see what's happening, and it kind of gatekeeps automatically, even without us wanting to.
I feel you.
It's heavy stuff, but I think it's just what's been on my mind. I can't lie.
Like, it's just sometimes it just gets it becomes too much. Because, like, I really just want to chill. Like, when I enter, when I go, to, first of all, I hate the way I'm even sounding like some hot shot. I'm not, it's just some little things, like entering a place and people knowing me. I don't like it.
It's so uncomfortable. I was telling someone that's why I don't like going to certain places anymore. I actually don't. People may like it, but not me. It's weird.
Like, because, like, I'm such an anyhow guy. Like, now, I've been in America for, like, 3 weeks now. And no one has seen me outside. I say, oh, I know you. And I love it. Because I can come out with my PJs and, like, a vest and just go and buy whatever the fuck I'm buying. And I don't have to, like, do anything because no one is going to know me here. Get one time we came back from Ghana. I mean, I was rushing to buy food from the place, and then we're on the line. There was a long line, but me, I already got my food. I wanted to pay. I know you can't, like, if you're a crazy person, you can start eating before.
Yeah,
me, I was hungry. I just started chowing. There was this guy in my front. He was there with his babe. I had seen him talk to his babe. And his babe said, no, don't do it. No, don't do it. I didn't know where it was. I was hoping he wasn't coming to ask if I was tails. So me eating my spaghetti, he just turned and he's like, hey, bro, sorry, are you tails?
Fuck.
I just closed my food. I'm like, yeah, what's up, bro? At that time, I just wanted to chow.
Bro, do you know, you just described it perfectly, because, you know, it's a different thing if we all set out saying that, I want to be that person that enter a room, everybody say hi to me. Nah, it was just more like, Omo, I just made some cool stuff, you guys like it.
Exactly, bro, that is exactly what it is. I just made some cool stuff, you guys like it.
You get, but social media now has made every individual their own brand. So now, when they see you, they don't see Tells the human being. They see Tells the Grammy Award-winning producer, which, and I had to talk about it on social media maybe 2 years ago, because I realized that, oh, you people don't see me as a human being anymore. Now I'm a machine that makes artwork, you know? And I was like, okay. I know it's even like a running joke. Like, let's say, like, an artist we all love, maybe they'll announce that, they just got into a breakup, and everybody's like, that next album is going to slap. Even though consciously, we all know that a heartbreak is a horrible thing to go through. But you view the artist as a kind of commodity. And I realized that, that's the same thing that happens to everyone, where, like, you're at a certain point, people just kind of see you as, even when people are hating, sometimes they don't register like you're a real person. Sometimes they're like, it's just that person, that individual that just made, that brand, that
just made it. Let him just come on. You know, this thing that happened with I don't know if you remember, like, and I know or not, I don't want to speak on that one because that's a bit,
fair enough.
Last year, something happened with my laptop where I lost basically my laptop sport. Something happened and then my laptop sport, I lost every single thing.
But I think I remember seeing you tweet about it. I feel like I didn't even know you then, but I was like, damn, like. So, because I know that kind of feeling would be fucked up.
Bro, I was crying every day for like 4 weeks. Because I was already having, like, that was the year. Last year, I was confused. Because, you know, 2020 was the year where I came out.
Yeah.
So, like, 2021 was like, okay, so what's this guy up to this year?
Yeah, nigga, it's like, what next feeling?
Grammy now came. And then I'm like, damn, so what the hell do I have to do now? So it was, bro, like, the pressure was so much. Then when that laptop thing now happened, that was just straight depression. So, like, I couldn't make beats. I couldn't do anything. First of all, I didn't have a laptop. I'll wake up just using my phone. You know, well, sometimes I'll just see people mention, where is Funkula?
By the way, quick one. What does Funkula mean?
Bro, fuck you. You see how you just say you're just vibing?
It was just vibing.
So it doesn't mean anything. Just is this sample? Someone just said something long, and I just cut the funkula because Loji had told me that I needed a tag.
Loji is another crazy guy that shows grace.
Loji is. We started working like 2018. We used to stay together. Then we had this. He had this apartment where, like, you know, a little came and we stayed together. Where bad boy teams will come, Buju will come, Lime will come. So like we used to say ourselves, the name of the apartment was like our room was room 202. So like we used to say ourselves like room 202 boys, team, OG, you know, yeah, Lime, all of us.
Everybody just cooking.
I'm telling you, man. And that time we were, bro, like, hey. If I tell you about 2019, one time I bashed Loji's car, so we were not mobile. Now we didn't have money. Oof. Like, what I mean, we didn't have money, bro. Like, there's this friend of ours that like will just come and like give us like 300 naira, so we'll go and buy Mishai, bro. I'm not joking.
2019,
bro. Like, because when we had money, I can't even lie. When we had money, we would probably just go to strip club or something. And then there was this particular month, I think it was February or March, we're so down bad. And imagine, like, two niggas staying in Oniru, nice apartment, everything good.
Is it the same year that they're in, like, where TSC them
are? No. This is another place. Yeah, this is near 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah. So like nice side, chilling, but there is no cash.
Oh my.
So, bro, so like we will hustle, and we can be hustling for like 10K. bro, we didn't have the luxury. Like that month, we didn't have the luxury of like, I remember one day, I know Loji will kill me for this. There was one day, Loji woke up, he was so hungry. There was uncooked rice and nothing else. So this guy took all the spices available in the house. So he's making concoction rice.
Don't kill me.
Every single spice in the rice, it was so bad, but niggas were hungry, bro.
Niggas had to eat. Bro, that's a crazy shit because that time, you know, like, life is funny, and that's why I feel like I try as much as possible to remember the times that stuff wasn't so well, because, you know, it was the first image I think I saw you in Loje's yard. You know, it was a kitchen, there's a chef, yeah. Lola was there, Loje, everybody just chilling, we're all vibing.
Before.
Ha, Madu, guy. I was telling someone that before I used to paint in my mouth that I stole it from my sister. Like, because there's no money for graphics tablets now. Who wants to give you that one? So you make do. And now it's like, things are different. It's very, very wild. It's very, very crazy how life can just switch in a couple of years.
Bro, you never, ever know. Like, you can never, ever see it coming.
Bro. And when it not happens, you don't have to be ready, because sometimes I realize it's not even enough to even pray or manifest. You also have to prepare yourself. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, you have to be ready. Like, you have, if you're not ready, you're in trouble. So that was me in 2021. Last year. I wasn't, after everything, I didn't really have anything. And also, and I became very scared of putting out my own things.
Because now there's more eyes on it.
Yeah.
Bro. So,
like, for example, now I'm going to drop. I'm trying
to Adele mashup.
Exactly, on Sunday.
Wow, that's crazy. Love that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I hope they don't take it down, because, you know, we have
copyrights really, and all that.
Yeah, but I'm putting it on SoundCloud, so I hope, like, it stays there.
Yeah.
But, like, before,
I'm still even a bit like scared. I'm not scared of people hearing my work. I'm scared of how well it's do, because I'm a great producer. Like, I can't even lie to you. Like, I have an idea of how I would want it, my own project to be. But it's just like, is the world going to understand where I'm coming from?
But, and do you know, that thought here, it's a very crazy thing, because that thought didn't used to exist when you just started. When you just started, it wasn't about the world. It was about you just vibing. And then you now get to this point. Now, the world is now in your studio too. And it's good because it sets you on like this like bar, like now you have a bar for excellence. But then the problem is now you start second guessing every move you make. Because when you said you weren't ready about that thing, what's funny is that 2020, guy, I was in the exact same position. I got to my first hit painting, but bro, I didn't have a website. I didn't even sell prints. Everything was just everywhere. And like I realized that I was praying to God for this blessing. And now it came more. But me, I wasn't prepared, and I'm asking why. You know, and that thing, it taught me something. And even that feeling of what next is what's happening to me this year, where, like, you know that kind of thing where you do everything you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You can imagine where you, like, you achieve all those things that you had set out. And the crazy thing is that sometimes we set these achievements, but we don't really expect to achieve them so quickly. But by God's divine grace, he now says, okay, take. You wanted this, take. You now realize that, oh, Omar, there's still more life to live.
Yes, bro.
Guy, so you know that kind of thing, like even now living as far as an adult, doing groceries and all that, I realized I had to like become a normal person somewhat. Do you get? I had to like develop myself again, because you can't be painting all through the clock, especially when you've already like just done projects. You have to now rest. But then what does rest mean? You know? And do you know something I did this year? I started uploading experimental stuff. Like, I intentionally uploaded stuff that I knew wouldn't do well. Because I was like, I don't want you guys to control me anymore. I'm tired. It's uncomfortable. It's making me feel weird. And when I did that, it felt bad, though. Because you're that kind of thing where you think, at the back of your mind, you're like, oh, maybe through some miracle, it'll go viral again. But it didn't. Everything kept crashing. And I said, you know what? It's fine. Thank God. I still have food in my fridge.
Fine. It is motherfucking fine. Bro.
That, and you know, I will show you the work. Like when I was able to pass that, it now felt like I was back in my 2019 bag. Like, okay, nobody's watching now. No problem. Let me focus on the stuff I want to do. Because at the end of the day, and that's back to that spark, when you now lose that spark that got you there because you got there, now nobody wants to listen to you anymore. Do you get? Because the reason they flock to you is because you're who you are. But when they change you and you become like them, now there's nothing special about you anymore. Now why should I come to you anymore? So, and it's a very crazy relationship with the audience. And I was like, yeah, this is something Maya Angelou said in conversation with Dave Chappelle. And she was like, I think we're talking about validation. And she said, don't pick it up. Because if you don't pick it up, you don't have to put it down. So she was talking about like people's praise. So if you don't accept anything that anybody says, you also don't have to accept it when they now say that, that guy you're producing is not that good, or guy, your painting doesn't slap like that. Because at the end of the day, it's like, your opinion doesn't matter. Me, I'm just vibing, good or bad.
Bro, you know, my goal with all these things I'm even doing is not even music related. I know that I'm about to sound like the funniest guy in the world, but I'm not even joking.
Nah, like, do you know perfect like, sense?
My goal is literally to change the world the way I can. Because I don't know why, but like, I hate seeing people that don't have. If I make a beat and I charge whatever I charge, I pay my tithes, but I don't necessarily send it to the church.
No, I feel you.
Because I believe that, like, you know, there are so many people. Because, like, I believe that there are so many people that would actually need this money. Because I don't know what you're doing in the church. You know, COVID really opened my eyes to how, like, the church sees their people. you know, I'm not even talking about any church now. Me, I'm just saying, like, in general. So, like, I want, at the end of this whole thing, I just want to make so much money that every time I leave my house, driving around, I should be able to have money to give people to change their life. Like, one of my goals in life is to make sure my little brother, I have a little brother, I have an older brother, to make sure my little brother is successful for life. Sometimes, like, people, like, I just see people, like, and, like, they just say, oh, bro, blah, 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 blah. Or they might not be talking to me. It's just a thing of, oh, how far, blah, 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 blah. I feel see 5K chop, that kind of pee. And it really hits me because I was once that nigga.
Bro. So
if I can do it for you, then, like, why can't I just do it? What is making me not do it? So, like, at the end, that is what I just, like, when I make enough money to leave music, I'm going to travel the world and try and help people in my own community. Everywhere I go, I want people to feel, oh, there was someone here that came and he did something. Because I really, like I said, I'm not the most spiritual person, but I believe God put me here for a reason. So if I have, why can't I give? Do you understand?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I, like, bro, I feel like... That's just is you get. Because I feel like, for me, I don't even look at myself as, like, an artist. I'm just a person who's doing this thing. You guys may call me what you need to do, but I know that it's bigger than this. Like, because, you know, I have my younger brother, too. And I'm like, yeah, like... For me, the vision is that when you're my... The same challenges I had. If you want to be a director, if you want to be a musician,
yes, like do
be, dancer, like, be dancing your dance, but just be the best. Do you get?
Yeah.
Like, and that's just it. Like, with tides, funny enough, subconsciously, because me too, I don't really fuck with the church like that. But subconsciously, I realized anytime I made a big bag, it's like a duty. It's like
I have to.
Do you get? It's not. I don't even look at it. It's not for my money at this point. It's okay. How am I going to distribute it type of fee? Because, bro, I even hear something. Maybe I even tweeted today that I remember we were talking about money. Bro, in Covenant one time, I needed to buy fruits now. So I said, okay, I'm going to buy fruits. I go to the fruit stand. What I'm about to buy is 200 Naira. So I use my card. I put the pin in. And then, guy, the POS number makes that stupid sound. Beep, beep, insufficient funds. And I said, Jesus. The woman that asked me, is anything wrong with the POS? And I told the woman, this is like 3 years ago. I was like, yo, like, are your POS not working? Because I had to go, I just tear the receipts. But I remember on my way to my hole that day, I said, guy, never be broke again. I swore to myself. I said, never again. And so that's why when niggas, I see, like, people in that situation, of course, one of my fears is losing all of my money or, like, everything. I'm remembering that, yeah, like, even while I'm still here, what I still have is, like, yeah, like, here's this thing, or just take, like, I know how it can be. You get? Nah, man. Thank you so much for taking the time out. And when you're in Lagos, definitely, we have Zian, like, I have something I think you like.
Definitely, bro.
Thank you so much, bro. This was a crazy night conversation. I didn't even know I passed 1 hour.
Oh, actually, yeah. Whoa. I didn't even know. Wow. 1 hour, 23 minutes.
Guys, quite crazy. Nah, man. Well, blessings to you and all you're doing, bro. Like, I'm wishing you the best with everything. Like you said, you already know you're a child of favor, and I feel like hearing your story is kind of more evident that, yeah, you're here for a reason, bro. Like, you're that guy. You're the Grammy Award winning tales. Like, you can't run away from, like, your own destiny at this point. You already got accomplished it. So, bro, congratulations on everything. On Love Damini. And more.
Thank you so much, bro.
Blessings, man. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Two.